outraged over the U.S. intervention in Yemen. Thousands of Yemenis have taken to the streets of the capital Sana'a on Monday. Protesters condemned what they call the latest U.S.-led military operation in southern Yemen. They say that homes in the south province of Lahj were raided by U.S. Army men and Yemeni soldiers. According to protesters, these aggressions have crossed all boundaries and have violated the nation's sovereignty and independence. They also say Yemenis cannot tolerate that any longer.
We strongly condemn the transgression on local homes which the U.S. Marines and the Yemeni troops are responsible for. These types of transgressions have reached all measures, including land, air, and sea. If our government remains silent over these atrocities, then we, the people, will take matters into our own hands.
The U.S. drone operations which are killing innocent citizens are considered unlawful and are condemned by international laws.
Protesters also expressed condemnation at the Yemeni government and the country's political leaders, including the president. They chanted slogans such as, "The people want the fall of the regime," a regime which they accuse of caving down to foreign policy in Yemen.
This government is a very close ally of the U.S. and was founded upon protecting foreign interests. Therefore, I think the people will no longer tolerate the wrongdoings of this administration.
More demonstrations are planned this week from Sana'a's Liberation Square, which is currently under the control of the Houthi movement, who have redeployed in mass numbers to push forward the demands of the Yemeni revolution. As was expressed by the protesters, they are not at all against the American people, but rather against the American foreign policy in Yemen, which they say has been causing a lot of problem to Yemenis across the country. Yusuf Mawdi, Press TV, the heart of the Liberation Square, Sana'a.